reflecting on Sunday's message, how we're to have attitudes of gratitude in our life, how we take so many things for granted. What works right in our lives every single day? What works right every single hour in this body? It's amazing if you really think about it, if you spend some time on it. And as I was thinking about that this morning, I was thinking about how many things go right here every single time we meet together here at this school, and how I sometimes can take for granted what goes into turning Fruitdale Elementary into Edgewater Christian Fellowship. There's a lot of work that goes into it. The doorkeepers, setting up and tearing down twice a week. A church, really. They're setting up a church, tearing it down. They clean up. They clean up my tea spills and your coffee spills and cookies and whatever else. And so I want to say thanks. Thank you guys for doing that. I think about the parking lot. Those guys are miracle workers. Somehow they get all these people in here and out of here without fist fights. That's a miracle. You guys, I appreciate what you do out there in the rain and the cold. And man, it's wonderful. It works. I think about the coffee and cookie folks. Man, I need a cup of coffee after first service. I need a cup of tea, whatever it is. I'm so glad they're out there. I'm so glad my kid's going to have a cookie. They love it. It's one of the reasons why they love church, I think. I'm so glad for the toy keepers that come in here early and turn classrooms into nurseries and libraries into classrooms and convert that area over there into a kid's wing. Man, thank you. I think about the sound crew. You know, it saves my voice. It's amazing to me because it's a pretty complex system that we have here now. And they set it up in whatever it takes, 45 minutes. And rarely is there a problem with it. It to me, that's a miracle because it's a pretty intense right now. He did that on purpose. Humble himself a little. It's amazing what goes into this, and I take it for granted, and I want to say thanks. I take this body, I think, for granted at times. You know, I believe this is the best body of believers in the whole world. It's my simple opinion. Wherever I go and people find out what I do and where I'm pastoring, there's always, it never fails, I know somebody that goes to that church. And man, I just love that person. They're so awesome. Oh, I got to go check that church out. You guys have such a good report in this community because how you're living your lives, how you do your jobs, how you're raising your families. I take that for granted. It's wonderful. I appreciate you guys. I especially appreciate one individual. I want to take a moment and really share how much I appreciate this person. They're anonymous. I can't name their name because they'll remain anonymous, but they gave me a gift that God must have been speaking to them because it was exactly what I needed. It was perfect. It was. Well, I brought it with me. It is, you can't read this, but it's the L.L. Bean Game and Fish Cookbook. And on page one, it says this: Ducks crap top five for the first time since 2001 season. GoDucks.com. Eugene, Oregon. The Oregon Ducks climbed two more spots in the latest college football AP top 25 and five places in the BCS standing to rank number four. And then it goes on to detail to me how you would cook and prepare beavers. Page one, roast beaver. Page two, beaver stew. Page three, chicken fried kit beaver. Yeah. And my personal favorite, crumbed and fried beaver tail. Thank you. Thank you. My wife and I will be using this tomorrow. We've changed our menu. If you want to change your menu, you can come up and get a look at this. An ingenious gift for me. Have you ever struggled with what to give somebody that maybe you've taken for granted. And that person, they've done so much for me. Those individuals, they blessed me so much. Have you ever struggled with what to give somebody that's done a lot for you? Maybe that person seems to have everything. And you wonder, what can I give back to him, to her, to them? Because they've blessed me so much and I just feel like I'm taking them for granted. But they seem to have everything already. Have you struggled with that? Have you ever struggled with, what can I give back to God? Speaking of one that's done so much for us. Speaking of one who has everything, literally. I mean, what can we give to God? To show our thanksgiving, to show that we don't take him for granted, what he's done for us. What can we give to God? Well, I think there's two things that we can do tonight. Two ways that we can show, declare to God that we don't take him for granted. The first, I know it's dark out there, so I'll read it for you. The first way is found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 15. And it simply says this. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. One of the greatest ways that you and I can declare to God our thanks, to declare to God our gratitude, to tell God, hey, we don't take you for granted. One of the ways is offering the fruit of our lips in praise and in thanksgiving. It's one of the best ways. And what's interesting to me here is it says the sacrifice of praise. Because there are times when it's easy for me to praise God. Things are going right in my life. My soul is excited and happy about where I'm at. And it just seems natural to praise, natural to thank. It just flows from me. It's very easy. But here it says, the sacrifice of praise. There are other times when, you know what? I'd rather sit in silence. There are other times when it's difficult. There's other times when I feel like I'm in a valley and, you know what? I don't really want to praise the Lord. I'd rather sit here. I'd rather just close my mouth. That affords you a very unique opportunity when you feel that way. Because then you get to offer a sacrifice of praise. It doesn't flow so easily. You have to think it through. You almost have to force yourself to praise. It's a lot like the psalmist David. Listen to what he wrote. That man that would know how to worship, that man that would know how to give thanks, that man that would know how to praise. Check out what he says in Psalm 42, verse 11. He says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? What's wrong with you? David says there. Why are you down so much? Why are you depressed? What's going on, soul? Why are you disquieted? What's going on? Where's the agony? What's going on, soul? He talks to himself. Sometimes that's a great thing to do. Talk to yourself. And then he says this, speaking to his soul. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. David the psalmist, a man who knew about praise, he says, there are times when my soul is cast down. There are times when I'm disquieted within me. But you know what? Then it's my opportunity. Yet will I praise him because he is really the salvation of my life and he's my God. You get to offer something to God when you don't want to. Worship and praise. And I believe that's one of the most beautiful moments you can have. It becomes this health to you. It becomes this hope to you. You want to give something to God tonight? You want to show him, declare to him your thanksgiving, your gratitude? Praise him. Offer that sacrifice of praise. And we get to do that tonight. And Father, we do ask, Lord, as we are gathered here tonight, on this Thanksgiving Eve, Lord, we pray for those that are flowing and excited and exuberant about you, Lord. Continue to work through them and bless them and keep them on that mountaintop. And for those of us, Lord, that feel like we're in the valley right now and praise and worship and thanksgiving, they just seem hard. I pray that you would give us an ability this morning or this evening. You give us an ability to praise you. to say, Lord, we don't take you for granted. We're going to offer to you this sacrifice tonight of praise and thanksgiving. We're going to raise our hands. We're going to open our lips. We're going to worship you because you are our God. And you are our salvation. You are the health of our countenance. You hold it together for us, Lord, and so you're worthy. And so we're going to praise you. Amen. On his last night with his disciples, he had some final words for them. Final words are important. The last thing he wanted to leave with them, and it's recorded for us by the Apostle Paul in the book of 1 Corinthians 11. I'll read it for you. Verse 23, it says this. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, where he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Final words of Jesus to his disciples. He took bread at that Last Supper. The night of his betrayal, he gave thanks, broke it, and said, do this to remember me. Took the cup. Do this to remember me. When we take communion, it honors Jesus Christ. It memorializes what he's done for us. It shows gratitude for what he's done. And so tonight, the tables are open. We have communion set, both ends here. We're going to continue to worship. When you feel, get up, grab communion for yourself, for your family. You can go anywhere you want, in the back there, out in the hallway, back to your seat, wherever you want, and take communion together. But what do I say? I don't know how to lead my family, you might say. How do I lead my kids? How do I do that? Well, Jesus, it says, verse 24, when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, take, eat, this is my body. The Catholics, they call it the Eucharist. It's that Greek word for thanks. That's the best way of all, I think, to take communion. Just thanking. Thanking Jesus for what he's done. Paul would say, we thank God for his unspeakable gift of Jesus Christ. Words can't put sometimes. The English language falls apart when you really want to thank God for what he's done for you. And so communion demonstrates, wow, we're taking a minute, 5 minutes, to memorialize, to honor, to remember what you've done for us. In this act, that's all you have to do. Thank you, Lord, for your body being broken for me. Thank you for those stripes that you bore so that I could be made whole. Thank you that you paid the price for our sins. Thank you. And take of his body. Thank you for forgiveness demonstrated in this cup. And you're going to cleanse us from unrighteousness. You're going to change us. Thank you for that. And you take of the cup. The Eucharist, the thanks. So whenever you'd like, we'll sing a couple more, 3 or so more worship songs. Take communion as a family. Come back to your seat and we'll close things off at that point. And Father, we thank you for the unspeakable gift of your Son. What more can we say? Words fall short. Our language limits us, Lord, and so tonight we demonstrate our gratitude by honoring your Son's last words. Do this in remembrance of me. We remember you. We haven't forgotten the price you paid. We haven't moved beyond, Lord, the cross and the death that signified so much for us. We're grateful, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.